We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The number of new COVID-19 cases in Dallas County shot up by almost 80 today. KRLD's LB Phillips talks to the county health director to find out why.
78 new positive cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed, making 247 total in Dallas County. A Garland woman in her 80s who had an underlying medical condition became the sixth death. Dr. Philip Wong says the spike could be due to both more testing and more spreading.
We know that there's more testing that's getting out there in the community, but at the same time, we know that there is community spread, and that's why the importance, really, of the stay home, stay safe, the shelter in place order.
He shares concerns that the looser laws in Collin County could spread more cases of the virus to Dallas County. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Three SMU students have tested positive for COVID-19. School officials say those students were last on campus between March 11th and March 13th. They all tested positive after leaving campus during spring break. School officials say they were on campus during the 14-day incubation period for the coronavirus, and the school is notifying individuals who may have been in contact with them. All three students, they are now recovering at their homes. Meanwhile, the Dallas County Sheriff's Department is reporting that an inmate has tested positive.
The individual is a male in his 40s. He was housed in a shared pod with other inmates. He is currently being housed at another facility.
Sheriff Marion Brown says all those in that pod have now been tested, and four inmates have come down with symptoms. They are being tested and have been quarantined. The total number of coronavirus cases in Dallas County currently up to 247. Despite the multitude of messages in North Texas, citizens here have heard from the state, county, and city leaders, and the mayor of one of the biggest cities in the area is calling for unity. His message? Choose to stay home. Plano Mayor Harry LaRosalier spoke with KRLD's John Little.
Really, when you think about it, in this past week, our citizens have been given an order by the state of Texas, one by Collin County, Denton County, and our own emergency declaration. They're all trying to say the same thing, and our message is very concise and simple and clear to all our citizens, is simply choose to stay home. These orders can appear conflicting, but they're really saying that unless there's some essential business that you have to conduct, you should choose to stay home. And that's really the message we're trying to drive. The Collin County, the Denton County orders are expiring 7 days. And I think this gives us an opportunity for a reset. And my goal is over the next few days is to work collaboratively with our regional cities, Mayor Johnson of Dallas, Mayor Price, our mayors in Collin County, so that we get to the place where we're sending one message to everyone in the DFW region. This is just not right, and we got to take care of how we communicate to all our citizens. The main question I really am asking everyone is, who's a loved one you're willing to stay home for?
It sounds like many of the mayors in the area and the leaders do want to work together. I'm not asking to call anybody out whatsoever, but what do you think keeps a community leader from wanting to look at it from a broader North Texas perspective rather than their city or county?
I respect and support the intent and the goal of all these orders. They're really trying to tell everyone the severity, the importance of accepting the personal, the collective responsibility that we have to overcome this together. So I'm not calling anyone either. What I am calling for is we have an opportunity here with a couple of these orders expiring here April 3rd for us to do that reset in a very cohesive manner when we have more information before us, and hopefully the message to our citizens can create less anxiety than what I feel is occurring right now.
And that's Plano Mayor Harry LaRosalier urging us to choose to stay home.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.